Old Sharon, standard tuning from Tink Queer, Pennsylvania Fiddler. A section. Phrase one. Down, up. Now I am making a G chord there. The middle G, third finger G, first finger B. And I rock it differently every time I play it. So for those of you that aren't used to rocking the bow, well, that's a whole other ball of wax. That's not something that can be covered in one workshop. So for those of you that, especially students of mine that really know a lot of about rocking, you're going to hear the different types of rock options. For those of you that don't, let's get the bowing down. And if you can pick out one of the things I'm doing with the rocking, great. So back to phrase one. Down, up. And now I make the G chord. Down, up. Now that time I just played that syncopated shuffle on a G. Well, I'm making the chord. Down, up. So you can hear in a couple places, my bow's actually hitting both notes. Down, up. So that would be one way of dealing with that. So that's what we'll stick with. Again, down, up. That's the second phrase. D, G, and then 1, 3, 1, 0. So the same as before, B, D, B, A. But instead of the G chord, I go to a middle finger F sharp, 2 A A A A. So it's F sharp, A A A A. Then I come in early by pushing. That's what I call coming in early with a downstroke. I push an A and do that. What am I doing? Push, up, down, up, down, then up, down, up, up. Again, push. Up, down, up. And that's oh, 1, 2, 3, oh, 3, 2, 1, oh, 3, 2 is the fingering. And then down, up. 2, 1, oh, 2, 1, oh, 2, oh, 3. And that is the A section, once through, with bowing. Down, up. Push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, play it twice. The B section, I come down, I'm pushing, meaning it's a downstroke that comes in before beat one. And I'm coming down on that high G chord, a first finger B and a middle finger G. So, and I slur into it from the open strings. Like that. So, push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Again, push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And that's the second phrase. So let's go over both of these phrases. Push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Down, up, down, up, down, up. And I usually grab the whole G chord right at the end, just like I begin the B section. So that was the first two phrases with the phrases three and four as well, of course. Down, up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Push, up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, up, down, up. And when I play that particular pattern there, that shortened syncopated shuffle, I like to rock the bow. Down, up, down, up, and grab that open A string. So now we have push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Push, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Stay there. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Stay there. Down, up, down, up. Ending on your G chord. And then what do? Go right back into the A section. And let's be very clear that when you end that fourth phrase of the B, it forces you to come in early to push the first phrase of the A section. And do not forget that, or else a beat will disappear. Because the ending that we played at the end of the fourth phrase, down, up, that traditional ending, extra long, down, short, long, down, up, up, is only three beats long. And the great thing about that particular ending, which is ubiquitous, it is everywhere in Southern rhythmic fiddling, the great thing about it is that it allows you to have a beat to either play two pickup notes or to come in early with that downstroke, that push. So in that case, the very beginning of the A section, every time we come back around to it, it'll be pushed. But the second phrase, not the case. So there you have it. Old Sharon.